Hello, my name is Dante Gagne, and I'm here to help get you running with your first foray into universal Windows app development. In this video, we're going to take a look at the same app deployed to my desktop and to my phone, and then we'll take a look at controls that automatically adapt to your device. We'll use adaptive triggers to customize our experience, and we'll finish up the demo with a look into the brand new relative panel and end on a few resources that you can use to keep exploring. Let's dive into it right now. At this point, I'm assuming you've already got Visual Studio and your project created. Now, if you work with Visual Studio before, you're probably pretty comfortable, but there are a few nuances to Universal Windows that are worth talking about. Now, I'm going to start with a very basic application, and when I say basic, I kind of mean it. This is simply for illustrative purposes. I just want to show you how the same app looks on multiple devices. I'm using a simple split view control here to invoke some basic commands. I can use the split view to change between different pages. And the behavior already looks pretty good, even across my multiple applications. Now, as I said before, this is the same set of binaries. It's all running the same code, and you can see how it behaves. The split view, for example, looks great on either device. Some controls, like the content dialog, have functionality built in to change their behavior on different devices. You'll notice that when I bring up the content dialog on the desktop, it's centered because that's usually where you would expect a dialog to show up. But when I do the same thing over on the phone, you'll see that it brings it more up towards the top because that's the experience people are used to on the phone. The content dialog is an example of a control that recognizes what device it's being used on and goes ahead and uses different behavior based on where it is. But let's say for a moment I want to do some specific tailoring. Now I know this is kind of an unusual example, but what I want to do is on my phone, I want to take that text block and move it up to the top. I want to take my go back button and move it down to the bottom right. A few very simple changes. We're going to go ahead and make those changes using adaptive triggers. When I'm working with adaptive triggers, I find it easier to do that in Blend, and let me show you why. I'll go ahead and close this, bring up Visual Studio, and move over to Blend. So to fix it, I'm going to work with adaptive triggers. Adaptive triggers are a new Universal Windows concept, and they work like traditional property triggers, except that they automatically fire in response to your app's environment. For instance, as soon as your app's width falls under a specific threshold, an adaptive trigger will fire, and based on it, we can change the layout. Now, the reason why I jumped over to Blend is because I want to use the States panel to create my adaptive triggers. I'm first going to create a visual state group and name it Adaptive Triggers. You can name it whatever you want. I just use this name to help me remember where it is later on. I'll go ahead and create a visual state, name it Desktop 24, and click on this button to actually add the adaptive trigger. Let me add one more visual state, Phone 320, add an adaptive trigger, set the width to 320, okay. So let's take a look at what's happening here. What's going on is when my application runs, it's going to check the width of my application and compare it to these triggers. The first state is going to be evaluated, desktop 24, and let's say we're on a desktop that has a width of 1600. It looks at that first trigger and says, am I at least 1024? Yes, I am. So this is a visual state that's activated and all the properties on it will override any of my default properties. Now let's say I'm on a phone with a width of 500. It checks that first visual state. It says, no, I'm not greater than 1024. It drops to the next state. Next state, it says, am I greater than 320? Yes. So any property changes that I make here are going to be applied when the phone is up. The panel I want to work with is on page one. Let me go ahead and bring that forward. And you know, I need to make it visible so I can see it. So let me deactivate my visual state, change my visibility to visible, and go back into my visual state. So what I did there was, just while I'm working on this right now, I went ahead and modified that property. I'll go back and take that out later on, but I didn't want that property to get stuck in the visual state. So I'm in my visual state, I'm editing that one right now. I'm gonna go ahead and select my text block in the middle. I'm gonna change the alignment to be top, and then I'm gonna select my button and move it down to the bottom right. So, okay, now when this visual state is active, it's going to move my text up to the top and my button to the bottom right. Now let's take a look at that. I'm going to go ahead and deploy this to my desktop just to make sure I didn't change anything. Sure enough, on the desktop, my button's at the top, everything is right where I left it. Now let's close this and deploy it to the phone so we can see what happened there. And here we are on the phone. Just like I talked about before, the visual states get evaluated. The width of my phone is smaller than 1024, but larger than 320. The phone 320 visual state gets made active due to the adaptive trigger on it, and my layout is adjusted. So now you can see very easily how you can use adaptive triggers to go ahead and modify your overall experience so that you get the experience you're looking for regardless of the device. Folks who know me know that I've always been a big fan of Blend, but I know there are people who also like to look at the code. So let me go ahead and bring up the XAML view here. And you can see the visual states right here in the middle of the screen. Here's my desktop 24 visual state with a simple adaptive trigger of 1024. And here's my phone 320 with the three properties that I'm changing: the vertical alignment of the text block, as well as the vertical and horizontal alignment of the button. This is what the code looks like, so if you're more comfortable making these changes in your code, this is what you would need to do. Now, there's one more way to tailor your app for different devices, and that's using the new Relative panel. The Relative panel is a new panel for Universal Windows apps that lets you build your layout by describing it. It may take a little bit of experimenting to get used to the new mental model, but it can really make your life a lot easier. So since I'm going to be working this time directly in the code, I'm going to jump back over to Visual Studio. Now, over here in Visual Studio, I want to see what my changes are doing at the same time. So I'm going to switch to a split view and give myself a little bit of room. And here's that page one. Let me set the visibility on it back to collapsed. And I'm going to be working with page two this time. So let me remove the visibility on it. There we go. So this page is already in a grid. I want to work with this as a relative panel. So I'm going to go ahead and change panel type to a relative panel. Now, as soon as I do that, all of my controls get thrown up to the top left. That's just the default state for any of the controls. And let's go ahead and describe where I want everything to be. The text block, for starters, I want this to be centered. I'm going to choose relative panel dot align horizontal center with panel and set it to true. I'll do the same thing with the vertical, and that's it. So all I've done is I've said take the horizontal center of my text block and align it to be the same as its parent container. Do the same thing with the vertical, and now that label is specified to be in the center of my application. Let me take my go back button and kind of do something similar with it. I want that to be at the bottom right, so relative panel dot align bottom with panel, set that to true, and then relative panel align right with panel and set that to true. As you can see on the design surface, well, it's a little bit small, but you can see that's been moved down to the bottom right. Now you'll notice it moves it right to the bottom right with no margins. That's the way the relative panel's default behavior is, but if I don't want it right there, it's very easy for me to go ahead and just add a margin to move it up and to the right a little bit. Last but not least, I want to move my refresh button. Now where the go back and my main text block were relative to their panel, the refresh button is going to be relative to another control. And I want to align my top, so we'll say relative panel dot align top width. And the IntelliSense is going to kick in for me and give me a list of all of my controls that I can go ahead and align to. And I want the top aligned with my go back. As far as the horizontal position, I want it positioned just to the left. So I'm going to choose relative panel dot left of go back. And there it is. So now what I've done is I've specified the go back button in the bottom right and the refresh button just to the left of it. Sure, I'm sure I could have done this with a stack panel and set my orientation and everything, but you can see the relative panel, once you get used to it, it really makes it easier to describe your layout and let the rendering engine do all of the heavy lifting. You know, once again, I want to go ahead and add a little bit of a margin here. So I've got that guy selected. I'll just roll down over here and give it a little bit of a right margin. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to launch my application without debugging. This gives me the way that I can go ahead and show both applications side by side. And there's my desktop application. Let me go back to Visual Studio. And this time I'm going to launch the phone emulator with my app. And after a moment, that'll come up. And here we are. You can see the two apps side by side. You can see that my text block is centered and both of my buttons are down at the bottom right where I wanted them to be. Again, there are ways you could have done this with the traditional panels, but with the relative panel, it's just a matter of just saying who goes to the side of what, and it's actually fairly easy to get your layout right. In this case, I can let the relative panel take care of all the heavy lifting. The Universal Windows platform lets us create our application once and deploy it to many different devices. But just because you're on different devices doesn't mean that you can't put that extra bit of polish in place to make it look like a more tailored experience. Between controls that automatically respond to different layouts, adaptive triggers, and the new relative panel, you've got the power to make sure that all of your customers, regardless of their device of choice, have the experience that you want them to have. If you want more information, you can check out MSDN and keep an eye out for more videos in the series. From here, it's all up to you.